so I'm here with Steve Guttman and Eric Zocker. On my left is Steve Guttman. Steve Guttman's actually the product unit manager for Expression Web, while Eric is the general manager for Expression. So these are some big shots, right? You guys are some big shots.
Some big shots in a small team.
Yeah.
Very small team.
Tall.
Yeah, we're tall.
You are. That's why we're not doing this interview standing, because I'm not that tall. I'm glad you guys are joining us today. And, you know, there's been a lot of buzz around some of the cool stuff coming out with Expression. Give me the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? We've heard that Expression 2 just went into beta, right? You guys came out with the community site. But what's going on behind the scenes? What's that high-level picture? And, you know, you have that vantage point that nobody has. So tell me.
So yesterday was the biggest day in the history of Expression so far. It's the day that we launched the beta of the second version of all five products in the Expression suite. And in fact, we also, in the case of Expression Blend, did two previews the same day. So we actually had six major products released yesterday. And these are the first public previews of some of the products, the version two of some of the products. It's just been a little bit less than a year since we shipped Expression 1. So we're really excited to have another complete new version at Mix.
What's the sixth one that you talked about?
The sixth thing is that we have Blend 2, which is part of Expression Studio 2, and then also Blend 2.5 preview today.
Okay, so how do you do that? How do you ship 2.5 while you're betaing 2?
Cool. Yeah,
and
isn't that wild?
A small team.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah,
it's a very
weird.
Small team. The secret that we don't like to share, actually we do like to share, it's Blend is written in C#, and all the user experience is built in XAML, so Blend is built with Blend. And we're able to move very quickly with a real small team. Yeah. It's basically a pure .NET application. And, you know, we got to start from scratch when we built Blend, because it was built for, it was one of the original, you know, applications built on WPF to edit WPF.
Yeah.
And so we have the advantages of all of Microsoft's latest desktop platform technologies.
Absolutely.
And also, in the case of Blend, we had to split the team actually into two pieces. So the Blend 2 team and the Blend 2.5 team have been working in parallel on their particular versions of Blend. And I'll go ahead now and actually explain, you know, why are there two, which is sort of
yeah,
the natural obvious question.
I guess you noticed my confused look.
The reason there are two is that the Expression Studio 2, all the products in Expression Studio 2, they're about supporting Microsoft's currently shipping platforms. So that includes things like Silverlight 1.0, like ASP.NET 3.5, like WPF 3.5, like some stuff Steve will tell you about with Expression Web that supports some new languages on the web server. So they're really about Microsoft's currently shipping products. We're going to be shipping Expression Studio 2 in the first half of this year. So it's getting really close, and all those betas are up. Anybody can download those. Those are at Microsoft.com/expression. And we're really excited about all the new features and all the products. But the real theme is across the studio is supporting all the wave of Microsoft platforms that shipped kind of over the last 6 months. And, you know, working with Visual Studio 2008, all of those kinds of things. So we're really excited about that. Working with Windows Server 2008, all those kind of things. And then Blend 2.5 is actually about flying in formation with Silverlight 2. So Silverlight 2 was also a really big day for Silverlight yesterday, because the Silverlight 2 Beta 1 came out, and the Expression Blend 2.5 beta, that or actually preview version that came out, it's the March preview, it is directly supporting all the new features that are in that Silverlight 2 beta.
So that does controls and those kind of things?
It does do controls. Okay. It actually runs Silverlight on the editing surface, which is really cool. So all your custom controls, they're actually running inside of Blend, so that you can actually see what they're really going to look like when they're part of your user experience.
That's incredible.
And so the big thing about Blend is, and when I say fly in formation, what I'm talking about there is, as new previews of Silverlight comes out, Silverlight Beta 2 comes out, there'll be another Blend preview that goes along with that. When Silverlight 2 ships shortly after that, then Blend 2.5 will ship. And it's called 2.5 because it's going to come out before the Expression 3 product, so in between 2 and 3. And it really is the really key tool for designers to do Silverlight experiences. And as we also announced yesterday, it can also make experiences for Silverlight Mobile, which is great. But there are some other really important enhancements to the studio, and I'll actually let Steve tell you about those, because he runs Expression Web for us. And Expression Web 2 has got a lot of cool new things in it.
I'd love to hear that.
Right, so as Eric mentioned, you know, one of the things that we're obviously trying to do through the studio is to support the Microsoft platform. But the other thing that we're trying to do, and Microsoft has kind of got this religion, if you listen to the IEH stuff, is to support standards, and Expression Web is all about supporting standards. In version 1, you know, we provide really extensive, comprehensive support for CSS 2.1, for XHTML, HTML 401, for WCAG, which is the accessibility standard. But the important thing to note is that we're interested in stuff that are de facto standards as well, things that people use. Of course, we have support for ASP.NET 3.5,
sure.
ASP.Net Ajax, but you know, the big news for Expression Web is support for PHP. And I recently, you know, this morning there was a presentation on on Expression Web 2 given by,
yes,
Nishant. That
was.
Nishant, yeah, thanks, Nishant.
and you should have heard it. One of the things that we've implemented in Expression Web 2 is a built-in development server that supports PHP, so you don't have to install a separate web server on your machine. And when you guys showed that, there was spontaneous applause. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's weird. At times I've had to explain that because people don't get the subtlety, but we're not just an editor anymore for PHP. We're saying that we're going to give you a development platform, right? Mm-hmm. That's a standalone development platform that doesn't have an IIS dependency or a web server dependency to build PHP applications, which I think is just, it's like a turning point for Microsoft, I think. That's quite the statement.
Yep.
Microsoft.
The other thing that locks into that, I'm just sorry to interrupt for just a second, the IIS 7 team worked actually really closely with Zend on making sure that IIS 7 is the best PHP platform that there is. So the IIS 7 on Windows Server 2008, those guys also reached out to the PHP world and did a lot of great work there.
Yeah.
And so it's not just the tools, it's also the platform where we're really going out of our way to make sure that people's PHP solutions can run really well.
And I came from this community and just... I didn't know much about what was coming out in IE8, but seeing IE8 and obviously being involved in Expression Web a whole lot, I'm super excited. But as still a guy who's, I feel like I'm still from the outside, I joined Microsoft very recently, I'm impressed. And I mean, there's no Kool-Aid here, I really am. So you guys are making...
And we should mention that one of the founders of Zend is Andy Gutmans. close to Gutmans, so that is why we implemented the PHP features.
I think you once got asked if there was a little family deal going on. And it's actually not Steve's family, it's Gutmans.
That's right, we're long-lost cousins.
So I want to shift modes for a second. I know that you've also been working on... Well, you know, in your free time, which you have a lot of, you've been working on this community site that you created for Expression. You want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, sure. So we just launched expression.microsoft.com, which is really a site dedicated towards helping people who are users of our programs be more productive with them, right? So we've got things that you'd expect, forums. We're going to have the complete documentation. We have inspiring artwork. Yep. We've got, you know, actually there's a cool new forums application that is kind of going to be one of the foundations of MSD and forums, which is, and we have the first incarnation of that on the Expression community site. So far the reception has been really tremendous. Everyone's really excited.
It's awesome, right?
Awesome.
So now I can buy...
And everything too.
Oh, yeah. We're rolling up all the blogs. There's product pages.
Oh, yeah.
There's learning, and there's video stuff. It's
so there's a place. There's a place for me to go once I buy a box of Expression.
Well, even if you just want to learn about
what it's all about and look at some of the tutorials and just kind of check out, hey, does this PHP stuff really work?
Yeah.
You can get our downloads of our betas, and then for when we ship our products, we make free trials available.
That's
60-day trials, and so it's going to be kind of the center of activity for all that stuff.
So that's pretty. I think it's pretty incredible that you guys, as a product team, are making that investment to build a community site. I think that's something important to call out, because that's generally a function that's not taken on by a product team, but you guys are pretty passionate about that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, and I think that's a great point. I mean, this stuff is usually done by marketing.
Yeah.
But we said, hey, you know, the product is not just the software. The product is being productive with the software, understanding, you know, how to use it, how to get help, who to connect with. And
but
so
you need to give the marketing guys credit because we did it in cooperation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Instead of them doing it or us doing it.
Of course, yeah. It was a concerted effort, but the community manager is actually coming from the product side, and you know we'll work closely with the product teams to make sure that the right stuff is up there.
Hey, you know I have about 250 other questions. Fortunately, all of us actually stay in the same locale where we work, and I want to get you guys up again on Mix Online to talk about, I mean, you guys have some fascinating stories, right? And I want to actually capture that too. But I do appreciate some of the work your teams are doing. People are noticing and people are passionate about this stuff. And I appreciate you guys spending the time with us. So thank you for joining me, Steve and Eric, today.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Sushant.
Thanks.
See you in Building 42.
I will.